seven in my place. Well, eight, I had the hard man who kept most of the time, that baby.
Those miles are always like this.
Yeah, especially when they work hard all day and come in there.
And those shoes, always, those feet always need new shoes.
That's right. I don't know what it costs to take care of a family.
Let's see, I was going to ask you, did you have any special word for sliding downhill on your stomach, on your sled or anything?
No, I don't know as we did.
Did you have any special term for diving into the water and striking the water flat?
Well, they call it belly buster, you know, uh-huh. That's what Louisiana called it.
That sure made the water fly.
Yeah.
And how about this little kitty flip-flop, when a little kid would put his head down on the ground, kick his feet and roll over on his back?
Yeah.
Did you call that anything?
I know they did, but I can't remember.
Somerset or somersault?
Somersault. Yeah, somerset. Yeah, somersault.
Which one did you?
Well, I've used them both. Flip-flop, uh-huh. Sometimes.
And did you say that you were a swimmer when you were a boy?
No, I never was a swimmer.
Uh-huh. Mm. How about the other kids around here?
My kids are all good swimmers.
Uh-huh.
Girls and boys alike. And most kids around here are all good swimmers.
Good. That's good news.
And they're skiers.
Mm-hmm.
We get close to the lake here. I got a grandson that's got a motorboat, one of these about 40 horse motors.
Mm.
And he's got skis, and the kids go over there, all the kids around town. He went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's the manager of that telephone system over there.
Oh.
He was 21, I guess 22 years old.
Gee, yes, very young.
Yes, he is, but this fellow had the system here, liked him awful well, and he bought that system over there.
Mm-hmm.
And told him he'd buy it and turn it over to him if he'd run it for him.
So ah.
Now they've just turned over about last week, I believe, to a dial system, rebuilt it.
Mm.
He's been over about a year and a half.
I don't like this dial system where you have to always dial a prefix. It makes my fingers sore. You can see it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on dial the university all day yesterday, I think, trying to get this money to pass through so I can get it and get back to my field work again.
See, this dial system is old, far ahead of the other end.
Oh, yeah.
I can get my boy in Oklahoma City now quick as I used to get Claymore.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to dial a local office here, and then they'd have to dial Claymore, and then they'd have to dial a local office to Oklahoma City, and then get him. Now he goes direct from here to Claymore, and he calls direct to where the boy lives.
It takes us about, oh, I guess a minute and a quarter maybe to call my father in Oregon.
Well, that's about what it cost me to Oklahoma City.
It just takes that long, and you can hear all these interchanges buzzing and clicking and whirring, and then he picks up the phone and says, hello?
That's right. It's sure fast to what it used to be.
It's fun, but I'm just afraid when my girls start playing with the telephone. I shouldn't say when, because they're not going to, but I'm afraid that they might try it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, we mentioned a somersault. What's the farthest anyone around here has ever swam.
I don't know that. No, I don't know that. I don't know as we've ever had any contest of that kind.
Mm-hmm. How about the people drowning here?
Oh, there's quite a good many people around here. There's a boy drowned in the pond here a week ago, right down south of town here.
My goodness, fall in?
Well, no, I guess he'd been out chasing some hogs, and him and two of his cousins, and there's a boat on there, and he just dove off of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought he was playing a trick on them. And they went off and left him. They thought he was going to dive in there and then slip out, you know, and come around.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come in, and they went to look for him, and he's dead.
Oh.
They called the fire department from Wagner.
I wonder if he bumped his head or what?
Well, they thought his mouth was bloody. They thought he'd hit the shoulder. This pond wasn't very wide, but it was awful deep, and it had been dug out of the bulldozer, and it had a little cliff of rock, and they thought he'd hit us, knock himself out on that.
Oh, my goodness.
He's about 16 years old, you know, he's just...
Mm-hmm.
But they got him out. Well, they wasn't over 20, 30 minutes of getting him out when they got here.
Gee.
Caught him right away.
It's amazing how fast life can leave, isn't it?
That's right, and you never know when you step out there,